Welcome to NSTA, the bus stop. This is the official podcast of National School Transportation Association. I'm Kurt Mackison, Executive Director. Pleased to welcome a newbie onto NSTA, the bus stop, none other than Shelley Hall, Senior Vice President of Health and Safety over at Student Transportation of America. And STA is one of our NSTA contractor members. So Shelley, welcome to your maiden voyage at NSTA, the bus stop.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
No, you're here is great. We're celebrating Women's History Month all throughout March. And one of the things that I really enjoy about doing these podcasts is I get to learn a little bit more about the guests we have. And everybody has a different entry point with respect to student transportation. So I'm excited to hear about yours, Shelley, how you got involved with student transportation, you know, what your background was, and, you know, how you, you know, accomplished the things you have in student transportation along the way.
Sure. I mean, it may be a little unique than other professional safety professionals in the industry, but I started out in the insurance area right out of college, working for an insurance company. I had a degree in healthcare administration, which is not safety related as well. And the company I went to work for insured a lot of healthcare facilities. And I went to work in their loss control department. So I got trained on safety by that company. And then it just evolved from there. I went to a larger national company. You may have heard of them and have seen their commercials on TV, Liberty Mutual.
Sure.
That's where I got my transportation experience, really. I worked UPS, which I guess everyone knows about the little brown truck, and learned a lot about safety there as well, and then moved over to the public transportation area with a company called TransDev, and worked my way up the ladder there. I started as a regional director and then was promoted to vice president and was their vice president for about 7 or 8 years, and then was recruited over to STA about 7 years ago as their vice president of health and safety, and has since been promoted to senior vice president. So it's been maybe a different path, but one full of experiences that I think helped me get to where I am today.
Yeah, absolutely. And not as uncommon as, you know, you might think, because, you know, if we roll back in time, you know, people don't necessarily go to school. In fact, we had Jenna Van Harpen on our podcast last week, and she was talking about, you know, her traveling on the yellow bus when she was in high school. But then we go through college, we go through first jobs, and it's not always with the student transportation realm. So it's great. You know, you have such a wide variety of experience. I think that's great that you bring that into student transportation. So in terms of, you know, Student Transportation of America, you guys are one of the largest operators in North America. If I said to you, Shelley, what is it that you do? And we understand no 2 days are the same, but what does a normal day look like for Shelley Hall at STA?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Normal days, like I wish I really had. it varies, you know, just like any executive. You know, you wake up, you check in and see what's on the plate for the day and follow up with emails. And I like to be really engaged. I travel a lot. I like to be in the field interacting with our field employees and our drivers and monitors and other departments. When I'm not on the road, spending a lot of time on special projects that we have going on right now, and just making sure that my safety team has what they need to succeed, and that we're, really promoting what we stand for and helping our other functional departments perform their operations safely.
Yeah. So, you know, what you mentioned travel, and I have a lot of great empathy. I mean, we travel enough over at NSTA, but probably not to the extent that you do. And I just find human nature very interesting these days. Like, so you're on the flight. Sometimes you're able to get, you know, the Wi-Fi service where you can text. A lot of times you can't. So, you know, if you're traveling any great distance, you could be out of pocket for, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours. and people's reaction to like not responding to a text message immediately. On top of that, you know, I mentioned that I umpire too, and it's like, okay, I'm not bringing that out to second base to text you between innings. So if you're not around for a couple hours, people are like, where are you? Why aren't you responding to me? So I don't know. If that's my rant for today, Shelley, but I'm sure you run into the same thing as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that most of the folks at SBA know that I'm a kind of a road warrior. And I will say, you know, I've been here 7 years. So the first couple, I spent much more time on the road, probably weekly. And then, you know, we just dreaded the pandemic and a bit more time at home, which I was like, I don't know if I can survive this because I'm used to being on the road.
Right.
And then, you know, now I think I've gotten things calmed down. You have a really strong team, and that helps. So the travel's not quite as, but I think once you're a road warrior, it's hard not to be one. So I'm trying to do better with that.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about is last summer in Pittsburgh, you were at the NSTA annual meeting convention, and you received the Golden Merit Award. So like to congratulate you on that accomplishment once again, and have you talk a little bit about what receiving that award means to you.
Well, I mean, gosh, you're always humbled to be recognized for your efforts. And it was a really great event. You know, a big portion of our STA team was there and present cheering you on. So that really makes you feel good. And then I also got to see a lot of past people that made me or helped me in my success. I don't know if you all know this, but Bob Ramsdale, who has been a really big part of NSTA, hired me in my first transit role many years ago. So it was great to see him. And Corinne, she had worked briefly with me at another company. So, you know, I got to see a lot of people that, you know, contribute to your success as you're about your career. So that was super special. And, you know, and then it's, you know, you come home and you share that with your family. My parents were like, wow, you know, you're like so excited. And, you know, it makes you feel like, you know, you've made them proud too. So it was really nice.
No. And it was, you know, great to be able to share that with you in Pittsburgh. Now shifting gears a little bit, because, you know, as we said at the onset of the podcast, you know, we're celebrating Women's History Month, and, you know, we've talk with a number of our guests this month about the importance of women in student transportation. You know, how do you think the industry is doing in that regard in terms of attracting women, and perhaps what can the industry do a little bit better in attracting, you know, women to student transportation?
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful question. You know, I feel like I work for a COO and a CEO that are, and I wouldn't want to call it progressive, because that's the, you know, the world should look like this now with more women being involved. But I've seen in my time here, them bringing in some pretty strong female leaders. I think you guys have spoken to a couple of them. But, you know, I think that companies have to be aware of what, you know, women bring to the table. And, you know, making sure that they have a diverse population working for them is always wonderful and brings great new ideas and different perspectives. But I feel good about, you know, how we do that at STA and how, you know, who we have here and how successful we have been with a lot of our leadership and everyone in our organization. You know, we have a lot of female employees that started as bus drivers that have moved into different roles and are managing properties now and have moved up the ladder here. So, you know, I think we do a good job, but, you know, obviously we can always do better. But, you know, I guess that's kind of my two cents on that.
Sure. And as I mentioned, we talked to Jenna Van Harpen last week, and she mentioned at the bus-in that we recently had in Washington, D.C., that she thought the ratio was like half women to men in the room, which I thought, you know, was great and was a great observation. if you were to, you know, look at things and give people advice, you know, who are perhaps currently in student transportation or maybe, you know, looking at career options and saying, hey, student transportation may be an option for me. What advice would you give that person?
Well, I mean, gosh, it's you really feel good about what you do each and every day. You know, you transport a precious commodity, a beautiful, wonderful children every day, and you do it safely. And what more could you want in a career to be involved in something like that, which I think is really special. But, you know, I think it's great to take a look at the industry as a whole and look at all the different things that you could do in this field. You know, you see people that start in one area and move into others. So it gives you a chance to have, you know, maybe a interesting career, one that can be challenging and full of new opportunity. I think getting involved with organizations like yourself, like NSTA, you know, helps you get a really good understanding of what's out there. You know, I have nieces and nephews, and they are very enamored with a school bus, and, you know, always want to, like, you know, Shelly, can you take me and let me see the bus, or can I get on the bus? I'm like, well, you know, you can at your school, but I can't take you and put you on one with me, or one at STA. But I think just, you know, talking to people about the industry and how important it is, you know, getting involved at a young age. We have people in our organization that actually go to schools and talk about bus safety and just busing in general. And I think that opens the minds of young people to maybe think about a career in that area. And we participate in job fairs at different, you know, organizations. And so that also gives us a chance to promote what we do. So I'm hoping that we continue to see more people join. And I think once you do, it just gets in your blood, you know, and you just, you want to stay and be a part of something that's bigger than you are.
Yeah, for sure. And it's the old phrase, you know, people in student transportation bleed yellow. So you're right. It does get in people's, you know, blood, and they, you know, make this their, not just like a job, it's a vocation, you know, for them. I did think, Shelly, you mentioned one great point, and perhaps what the industry can do a little bit better. I mean, the yellow bus is an iconic symbol, you know, across the country, and maybe to leverage that a bit more. You know, we talk about the safety, which is obviously important, but maybe at the same time, we should also start talking about careers in student transportation. And so this gets in the minds of the young folks that we're driving each and every day that, hey, you could find a career in this, you know, vocation. So you raised a couple of really good points there. In the run-up to the podcast, our little pre-meeting, I did mention that I might go off script. And knowing this from other conversations you and I have had, that you're a Hall of Fame basketball player, we are doing this celebration of Women's History Month in March, which means it's March Madness. So I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to say, who do you like in both women's and men's NCAA tournament? And I kind of think I know who you might say in the women's tournament, but not sure who you might say in the men's.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to get on the Iowa bandwagon.
Okay.
For the women's tournament. I really enjoyed watching Caitlin Clark play and her entire team. So that's my number one pick there. And on the men, I'm an avid Duke fan. Born and raised in North Carolina, that's not normal. You know, most folks in the state are Tar Heel fans, but I'm a big Duke fan. I played basketball at UNC Asheville, and of course, I'm going to cheer for them. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you know what, I should have looked, but they just had, if they haven't already, their tournament, and I didn't see where they came in with the tournament. So I'm hoping they maybe won it and got an automatic bid, but who knows? I have to Yeah. After we get off the podcast.
you're gonna have to go check that. I can see the Duke thing, although I have to say I did watch start to finish the Duke Carolina game, and boy,
painful.
boy, you know, and I'm not a rooter of either team, but UNC looked awfully good. So I'll just we'll save that for when the tournament brackets come out, and I could take a look at it. But boy, I think they're going to be hard to beat. On the women's side, you did surprise me a little bit because number one ranked team in the country is South Carolina, right? So what do you think of their chances?
I think they have a great chance. But you know what? It's really hard to go undefeated in the regular season and do so in the tournament. But if anyone can do it at South Carolina, you know, Dawn Staley is a great coach and have a lot of respect for her. I think they have a good side. I'm hoping I would like to see Iowa, USC, LSU, and I'm still debating on the fourth team. I'm not sure. Maybe we could get a dark horse in there and see what happens.
NC State. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, they have a great women's team. They really do.
Yeah. So we'll see. And I'd say I'm going to hold off on the men's bracket until I see the pairings out there, because it's not who you beat. It's like who the other teams beat that helped you get to the Final Four. So we'll see what happens there. Shelly, a lot of great information and insight on the podcast. If folks want to learn more information about Student Transportation of America, where can they go to find that information?
They can go to our website, ridesta.com. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, you know, they can find me on LinkedIn, and more than willing to answer questions and talk more about careers in student transportation.
Yeah, and before we go, I just want to mention that Shelly is also assuming the role of the co-chair of the NSTA School Bus Safety Committee with Kelvin Kilner of Beacon Mobility. Going to have our first meeting in March, and Shelly, thanks for stepping up to the plate and, you know, offering to provide leadership for that group. You know, we appreciate it, and we know you have a great background in that.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. I think that I'm excited about what the group can accomplish, and looking forward to our first meeting.
Excellent. Well, once again, our guest at NSTA, the bus stop celebrating Women's History Month, it's Shelly Hall. She's Senior Vice President of Health and Safety at Student Transportation of America. Shelly, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to join us at NSTA, the bus stop.
Thank you so much, Kirk. I enjoyed it.